Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Have I ever told you this story? Well, no, I guess not. I don't know if I should.
Guys, do you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, fine. It's missed my arm.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. We've got another episode of Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti.
I'm Kristen Cavallari.
I am staring right at you.
Yes!
I can touch you. Here we are, everybody. We are in Nashville in this little country house. I mean, it's a little big country house. Nice little piece of property you got here. It is incredibly beautiful.
Thanks.
And we are happy to be in the flesh here.
Yeah. So here we are. We have Steven in my house. We've been talking about doing this episode in person for a few months now. Mm-hmm. So it's finally here. And I'm very happy to have you here in the country.
I've made myself a home while you were getting ready, by the
way. Yeah, I know. Your stuff's just everywhere.
Using your office. I printed some things. I was in the cabinets. I went in the fridge.
Oh, wow. Wow. Goat
milk.
Did you discover? Goat milk.
Is that what's in the water out here that gets everyone to move here?
All right, here we go. Here we fucking go. So yes, I do buy goat milk at the farmer's market because it's actually easier for you to digest. And
wait, is there some controversy with goat milk that I'm missing?
No. There's not. Okay. There's not. I mean, it's a little goaty. It's not like, doesn't have the best flavor, I would say.
Describe goaty.
A little gamey.
It's a little gamey.
A little gamey.
Like a deer milk? Like
similar, I would think, maybe. You know, camel milk is a real thing too. I've actually never had it, but it's a thing. Anyways.
Ew.
It's good in a latte, or my kids will eat it with cereal and stuff. And it's just better for you than cow's milk. Or I'll make homemade Brazil nut milk. I'm like on a big Brazil nut milk kick right now.
Brazil nut.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Macadamia nut milk. I mean, you know, we can really dive into this if you want to go down this road.
We've got some more interesting things to talk about. Laguna Beach, California over here. I will say, speaking of the wildlife here, driving over, there were a few armadillo on the road.
Really?
Or some sort of roadkill.
Were they alive or dead?
No,
my guess is they were dead.
They had tread marks. They were not moving. And then I almost hit a turkey. Would it be a turkey?
Yep.
Okay.
I have turkeys in my yard. I actually had a little mom and a baby for a long time by my gate all the way down there. They were living down there.
From far away, what looked like a giant chicken was crossing the road. And then I realized that's a turkey.
That's definitely a turkey.
We've come a long way from Laguna, folks.
Well, I have chickens running around my yard. Did you see
Saw
them
those?
When you pulled
yep,
in?
Yep. I flirted with their chickens.
Yeah.
I think they're into me. hung out with your dog for a little while, Kona.
Yes.
Threw the ball.
Oh, nice. Good. That's,
so we're making ourselves at home.
I love it.
It's just, you know what? I get it. I get why people, it's not just the goat milk. It's, you got some land out here. It can kind of rival Laguna. You don't have the ocean.
I mean,
do you miss the ocean?
You know, I really don't. I love the ocean. I do think maybe when I'm older, I'll end up at the beach again. However.
Wait, back in Laguna?
Back at the beach. I don't know. back to the beach again. Yeah, again.
Okay. It's like Inception over here.
I love this right now. You know, I'm out in Franklin, Tennessee. It's very peaceful. It's very quiet. And it's just a great place to raise a family. So I am here for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. It's a trendy thing right now. A lot of people from California, which I understand because it's incredibly expensive to live in California.
Yeah.
You have a lot going to Texas, a lot coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jason Waller.
Yeah, Jason Waller.
He just moved down the street, right?
15 minutes from me now. Yeah. So we've been hanging out quite a bit. He and his family moved here and they come over and go swimming and hang out.
All right, guys. Well, let's jump in. We've got episode 12 of season 2 of Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County. It is our last prom.
My last prom.
Yeah, I already had my last prom. Which, by the way, I was driving in this episode. I didn't even know that I was in this episode.
But I think for about 5 episodes now, you're like, I'm not on the rest of the season. On it actually more than me. So.
I know there was the slide, but I got anxiety. I see my truck pulling in a lagoon. I'm like, no, dude, what are you doing? Turn around.
Always getting yourself into trouble, Steven.
Oh, boy. So this aired October 10th, 2005, and it was described to you guys as it's prom time in LB and the usual hijinks are in full force. Kristen still has no date.
Rude.
Will Talon swoop in and take her? Or is it Stag City for the blonde bombshell?
Stag City.
Look at that.
Thank you. Wow. Was MTV just nice to me?
No, I think the dude on Paramount Plus that wrote this, wrote out the copy, has a little bit of a crush over there.
Call me.
Single, man. So hit her up. Say hello, blonde bombshell. Still in Stag City? All right. So there's previously on, they're teeing up this suspense of you finding a date to prom, which is funny.
Rude.
I mean, it's just the teen for TV. But it was kind of decided probably for a little while that you and Talon were going together, right?
You know what's interesting? I don't really remember, but I think I've said this for the last few weeks that I think I was dating Sam second semester of senior year, but he wouldn't film. Mm-hmm. And so I think Talon was my MTV date. And you can tell from this dance, I did not really want to be with Talon. And Talon also wasn't going to school with us at this point. He was already up in LA.
This is too cool Talon at this point. I see that. I shouldn't say too cool. He's just over
it.
I get
Talon.
It too, because at the end of season one, you can hear me saying, I'm like, oh, I'm so over this place. I'm so ready to get out of here.
You all, every senior is.
Yeah,
you know, I was
is.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it could be Laguna Beach. It could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. You get to your senior year, you're ready to get out of there.
Yes.
You want to go to college. You want to just start something anew. And so he's definitely, he's already been doing it for a little while. So you get that vibe. But I think we'll get into this a little bit. You get the vibe that he actually is upset. That's like something isn't happening between you two.
And
do you remember that to be true or is that MTV?
I didn't remember any of this episode.
Really?
No, I didn't remember ever. Well, I was also really drunk at prom.
It looked like
I had had a few. But so no, I do not remember Talon being upset. I don't even remember like not hanging out with him. But the only thing I can think of is that I was actually dating Sam. And that's why I was like, just wanting to be with Sam.
But why would Talon really be kind of sad about, like butthurt about?
Yeah,
like,
you're right. I don't know.
The day not going well. I think he had it built in his mind that something was going to happen.
I think he was dating Lindsay Lohan at this point, honestly. So like, I don't know what the fuck he was upset about with me. He was living his best LA life.
Fascinating.
Okay?
Yeah, he is.
Because by the way, during this period, Alex and I would go up to LA and hang out with him and we never hooked up. Talon and I never hooked up. Mm. I would sleep in his bed, fully clothed, and we never hooked up.
Do you remember this perfectly?
Yeah, because,
all parts of it?
All parts of it. That I do.
Okay, just making sure.
But I'm telling you, he was dating Lindsay Lohan because she broke in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Have I ever told you this story? Well, no, I guess not. I don't know if I should.
Guys, you want to hear the story? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, fine. Twist my arm. So we had all gone out and he was like kind of dating Lindsay Lohan and Talon and I were asleep. She broke in with a bunch of her friends at like 3 or 4 in the morning, came into his bedroom, opened up his door, saw me in bed with him, freaked out, went upstairs in the kitchen, was taking glasses and throwing them against the wall, freaking out. Frankie had to calm her down. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this bitch is fucking crazy. Then, I don't know if you remember this. I did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine and we came to Laguna and you met up with us.
Yeah, I remember this.
They did me dirty, by the way. It was a horrible
article. They totally mocked me in that thing because I was going to acting classes. They're like,
Anyways.
We were easy targets.
We were easy targets. But I didn't know, that was like my first big interview and I didn't know what I could or couldn't say. Mm. Like I didn't have any media training or whatever. So I told that story about Lindsay Lohan. Oops. And I was like, came out in Rolling Stone. I was like, oh my gosh, she's literally going to kill me next time I see her. Saw her out in LA a few weeks later. She came up to me and she was like, hey, we have to go hang out and get lunch. And I was like, LA is fucking crazy, man. Hollywood is fucking insane.
I remember you were almost, they were going to maybe do a cover, right?
Yeah, it was a cover try, but I was 17 and the alcohol sponsors would have pulled out if they gave me the cover. That was a big deal for me, though. I mean,
I remember it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I remember when they came to Laguna and we sat out and had lunch.
Yes.
And I think somebody stopped us while we were sitting there and actually was like, showed us like a star map of Laguna.
Oh.
And was like, is this correct? Is this?
Oh, no, like, actually, that's not my house. Here it is.
Yeah. But I remember I was sitting there and they were like, what are you doing up in LA? And I was like, oh, well, I've like dabbled in acting before and I'm taking some classes. And they were like, oh, what do you do in your classes? And I described something that just happened in this class. And it was like, oh, I had this death scene or I had to kill somebody and joking around about it, but like still serious. And they took it as they just kind of the way they wrote it into the article. I haven't read it obviously in a long time. We'll have to bring it out and we'll have to highlight some parts. But I remember the guy just,
girl,
just basically mocking me for what I was doing with my life.
It was honestly the worst article that's ever been written about me. I remember being like, whoa, oh my God, okay.
That was our place. Besides, look, obviously the viewership was good. It was a successful show for MTV. But in the culture and I think in around media and around the entertainment industry, as reality is still finding its legs in this business for long term, I think that a lot of people like to just mock it. And it worked well for the entertainment factor. I mean, you look at the blogs, your Perez Hilton's, your whatever, TMZ. It was reality stars are to be not taken seriously and mocked.
Completely. And we were kids in high school. I mean, I get it, but
easy targets. And that's
what I was also like 18, like, wow, okay, the entertainment industry is cutthroat, man. Don't mess around.
I think the whole tone of that article and a lot of things were to be like, these kids are idiots and they you should never be given any platform. Anyways, which, you know, there's an argument there.
Like it's fair, very fair.
We had some work to do. We had some maturing to do. We got there eventually.
So Talon's dating Lindsay Lohan, all right?
Anyways.
That's the whole point of the story.
We like to digress
and
here.
And I think I'm dating Sam, but I'm not sure. That's why I was not hanging out with him. But I honestly felt really bad watching this back, being like, whoa, I was an asshole to Talon. And I felt bad.
So there's a few scenes in here where I think, first of all, again, me coming to town kind of shocked me. And then they had...
You should have just come to prom with me.
Should I, though?
No.
Our fifth dance together?
Maybe fifth time's a charm.
That would have been the one. We would have known at that moment, you know what?
We'll never
know.
This
is destiny.
We'll never know.
We really tried to persevere there. But yeah, there's a few... I mean, for me, my position in this episode is just kind of like MTV still trying to, I don't know, keep me in the loop of the storyline of everything that's going on. They've got Lauren back in town, and so they've got us hanging out. And I was so shocked to see it because they've got me calling her. I'm wearing, I don't know, some outfit and say, oh, I'll come pick you up right now. And this is like got to be months later because I could tell the way I looked, my hair, everything.
Oh, how funny.
I think I was just getting back from college when I had that phone call. And you could tell like, I don't know, I'm just a little disheveled, like a little hasn't taken showers maybe as often as you probably should in college, whatnot. So then we do this little walk and talk and much more cleaner. I think that might have been one of my actual last things that I shot was when Lauren and I walked at the montage and they were kind of needing to fill what was going to be, okay, Steven's trying to get with Lauren, rebounding, as you say, in the beginning of the previously on, as MTV teased up the episode, I'm now rebounding because you came to San Francisco and we weren't going to be a thing. And so here we are, we're on the
back
rebound.
To Lauren.
But yeah, it was surprising to see this because they're, again, still leaning on it, which for audience, it has to just be so obvious to them at this point that they're trying really hard to make the storyline work when it's not there.
Yeah, you know? Or people just really want you guys to be together. So they're clinging on to that little bit of hope.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a second to talk to you about our friends over there at HelloFresh. You've heard us before. We love chatting about HelloFresh. They've been great partners of the show here. And if you haven't checked them out, you absolutely need to. There's so much to choose from. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and most importantly, affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
And no worries if you're not a pro in the kitchen. HelloFresh's foolproof recipes arrive pre-portioned and easy to prepare in just a few steps.
Were you saying not a pro like you? Is that what you're trying to say there?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
HelloFresh is not just for dinner. In fact, HelloFresh has you covered for every mealtime occasion, from snacks and easy lunches to seasonal celebrations and festive gatherings.
With HelloFresh, you're getting seasonal ingredients picked at peak ripeness for quality you can taste. Ingredients travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. You guys, my schedule is about to get insane in the month of April because I have a cookbook coming out, which I'm so excited about, but I'm traveling a lot. And I'm going to be using HelloFresh for when I come home from New York, LA, all the places, because I've talked about it before, but the grocery store is not around the corner for me.
Go to HelloFresh.com/Beach50 and use code Beach50 for 50% off, plus your first box ships free. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Beach50 and use code Beach50 for 50% off, plus your first box ships free.
Okay, you guys, I am thrilled to be officially talking to you about Uncommon James. Uncommon James is my lifestyle brand, so yes, I'm biased. But today I'm going to be talking to you about our latest jewelry collection. And I'm thrilled to be chatting about it on this podcast because this podcast is really what inspired this collection. If you haven't checked out our video, you have to because I got the original cast of Laguna Beach to be in the video. So definitely check that out. But also, this collection is a throwback. It is inspired by the early 2000s era. I even have a black choker in this collection, you guys. Trust me, you need to check it out. If you guys aren't familiar with Uncommon James, we're known for being timeless, effortless, and affordable. We have jewelry for every style, so you can wear pieces on their own, or you can style them with jewelry you already own to create your own personal style. Our new Back to Laguna collection, of course, features our staple chains and pendant necklaces, but like I said, it's also bringing back some of that iconic 90s and early 2000s style, which is so fun. We all know trends come back around, so if you got rid of your black cord choker, beads, and hot pink jewelry, you need to check out this new collection for a refined take on nostalgic trends. So visit uncommonjames.com and use code BEACH at checkout for 25% off. That's UncommonJames.com and use code BEACH for 25% off. No exclusions, cannot be combined with other offers, limit one per customer.
I should give you a little credit. So in the previously on, as you mentioned, you're saying that I'm on the rebound and Lauren wasn't having it or whatever. But there also is, they do address, and it's surprising to me that they didn't make more of a meal out of what happened in the episode before where, you know, you guys were partying and you kissed Jeff and it was just supposed to be Jessica's guy or whatever, but they let it fizzle out. And you address it in the previously on in this episode where you say, you guys had talked about it and it didn't mean anything.
She wasn't mad at me.
Yeah, so they let it go. I was like, man, you got off easy there. It's like, and so you normally would draw that out over three episodes.
You know what?
Now you and Jessica are not friends.
But I think they had to, because like I said last week, it wasn't in the timing that they made it seem like. I think Jeff and I ended up kissing. It was either before Jessica and Jeff were a thing or at the very end of them being a thing. So, and Jeff wasn't a main character on the show, so they couldn't drag that out. And prom's coming up, so.
Got it. Well, let's get to prom. So these asks, we've got some fun little asks here. We have Jake asked Taylor with the, which got me, by the way, with the fake car towing. I thought for a second that they were trying to do a carbon copy of what happened with you with your car breaking down or whatever.
Oh.
So when that person walked in, I was like, this is so obvious. Like, this is clearly an actor.
Right.
Like, what is MTV doing? And then it's a joke. I'm like, fuck, I totally got fooled on that one. So,
but I loved too that when Jake goes up to Taylor, so her car is getting towed and Jake goes up to her with flowers. He's like, will you go to prom with me? And she's like, yeah. Still like so concerned about her car. He's like, it's a joke. She's like, oh my God. Like, had no clue that it was like all part of the plan.
She turns to him and she goes, do you see what's happening to me right now? And he's like, it's a joke.
No.
It reminded me a little bit of a Punk'd episode.
Yes.
Almost the later years where it was like, it's kind of obvious. You're like, they have to know. And I was trying to remember, did you get Punk'd?
Yeah.
What happened?
I did. Actually, Frankie was with me, Delgado. And I remember he was like, there's these investors that want to meet with you. Like, told me this like crazy story. He was like, they have so much money and they want to like, all. I was like, all right, fine. I'll go to this meeting. That day, he's picked me up and he's like, I got this new Escalade. I was like, oh, nice car. Just like planting all these little seeds. We pull up in a parking lot and I open up my car door and the guy in the car next to me opened up his at the same time. So they hit. And this guy was just like losing his mind on me where he was like, this is your fault. And you hit my car. And I was like, oh my God, like this guy is fucking nuts. And then I was like, it's just as much your fault. It is his mine. Frankie gets out golf clubs and starts bashing this guy's car in. And I remember being like, what the actual fuck is going on? And then when the camera came out, the Punk'd camera, I thought it was paparazzi. So I went, oh my God. And like hid my head. And then they were like, you got Punk'd. And I was like, oh,
that's actually a good one. That's so they got you good.
I had no idea.
I had one. I was Punk'd by my girlfriend at the time, Hayden. And we were at a tanning salon or whatever. And so the idea was there was a guy working on a booth or a stall next to her. And he was supposedly taking pictures through the hole of her.
Oh my God.
The way the episode played out in real time. And I was like, wait, what the fuck's going on? Because she comes out and she's like, this guy's taking pictures of me. I don't know what's going on. I saw a flash. And I'm like, what? So then I confront the guy. And I think they wanted us to, you know, come to blows or to really get heated. But then I took the camera and I found out like really quickly, like, oh no, he's just taking pictures of the corner, like in there. I was like, he was not taking pictures of you. And she like don't know, sometimes she would just get really pissed off about stuff or something that like would pop up, like something that somebody, maybe a waiter did something wrong, you know, and I was like, no, he didn't do anything. I was actually kind of defending him. So then Ashton turned into this whole thing of like, this guy doesn't even defend his girlfriend.
No.
I'm like, fucking MTV. I can't get away from it.
They
yeah.
had it out
They're like,
for
if
you.
I was that guy in that situation, someone was taking pictures of my girl, I would have kicked his ass. And I'm like,
no.
It didn't fucking play out that way.
You should never do another MTV show ever again.
MTV.
That is
fuckers.
Messed up.
So, anyways.
Wow.
Well, good old punked experiences. But I remember in the later years, it just, some of them were so obvious. And it was just like, oh my God, I'm being punked. You know,
yeah,
and it was like, just a bit. It was like a rite of passage with MTV.
It really was.
So, anyways, we've got the car that's being towed. Mm-hmm. We've got the guys in
monkey suits.
In the monkey suits. Jeff C.
Squared.
Yo, we've got it now.
Just another kid in our grade.
Who is Jeff C?
Just a kid in our grade. Okay. I mean, you know.
And I'm sure MTV gave them the monkey suits, but it was very random. I was like,
they're just sitting at Heidelberg and they come up. Like, what? Was that Heidelberg? Yeah,
it was. And they've got Alex H. doing the classic, like, ask Jessica all these questions. She's going through, like, what if you don't get asked? Yeah. Or what are you going to do? Or has he talked to you about asking?
And then
of course, they ask. There's a little funny moment where as they're walking up, Jeff says to some stranger on the street who's looking at him as he's in his gorilla suit. He's like, what are you looking at, man?
Oh, I missed that.
It's a really funny little moment. I love that little one-liner. But I was trying to put the pieces together on why the monkey suits.
Yeah, it was very random to me.
The gorilla suits.
I don't know. I wonder if that was MTV or if they were like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get these monkey suits and we're going to dress up.
So this whole episode, they're building the suspense of you and Talon and whether or not he's going to ask you, did you ever actually feel like maybe he wasn't going to ask you?
No, I don't think so. And
you were just playing up to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and when Alex and I are walking down the street.
By the way, that's a great scene.
Oh my God.
Do you know where you're outside of at that moment? Did you see?
No, I don't remember.
You're outside
what we
the
were.
Sandpiper.
Oh, which, yes.
For those of you.
I probably wanted to go into the Sandpiper.
You do.
You like quick cocktail.
The Sandpiper. Laguna, very legendary spot. This spot is open 365, 24/7. It is nicknamed the Dirty Bird.
Yes.
And we've had some great, great times at that place.
Many times. One of our substitute teachers at Laguna Beach was a bouncer there, remember? So that was one place we couldn't get into when we were underage.
That's right. But once we got in there, it was like, that's the spot when we come back to town. Back in the day, can't anymore because now it's like a new generation of kids.
Yeah.
So we don't fit in there. We're not cool enough. But in our 20s, it's like when everyone came back for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, that's the spot you go to. It's a rite of passage and it's so fun. It's just your classic dive bar. I mean, it's disgusting if the lights are on. The carpet is completely stained. There is a ditch in the dance floor, the cement dance floor. There's basically, you know,
I didn't know it's
like a bowl because there's been so many, you know, drinks spilled, probably some puke over the years,
all sorts
of wear and tear, people just cutting it up there. And then it's got a little stage and it's just, I mean, that place at 12, 1 o'clock, on a weekend night in Laguna during the holidays or, you know, in the summertime is so much fun. The band's ripping and everyone's dancing and it's just a great time.
It is a lot of fun.
That's the Sandpiper, the Dirty Bird. That is a legendary spot. And if you do go to Laguna, you got to get in there. So
yeah, for sure.
You're looking at the bar like, that one looks nice.
Calling my name.
Because you guys are casually talking, not looking
just
at each other.
Walking and talking because that's just what we do. And I mean, clearly MTV was like, you know, Alex, like push Kristen on this, like if she's going to get asked. And I was so over it. Mm-hmm. And Alex is like, I'm not even kidding. What if Talon doesn't even ask you? I go, okay, Al. She's like, I'm not even kidding, bitch, slut. I mean, just like, just so over the shenanigans at this point.
It was really funny. I feel like this was a good, even though you're obviously just annoyed with what MTV's making you do and having these conversations, this is a good portrait of you and Alex's friendship from what I remember.
Yeah, we were just like, goofing off with each other.
You guys could give each other shit like no one's business. And the little walk and talk right there is...
And Alex goes, I'll laugh at you.
It's really hilarious. She ends it with, I'll laugh at you. And then there's, on point, there's somebody driving down the road wooing at you guys because you guys are shooting. And then Alex at the very end goes, woo!
Yeah.
And then that's the end. By the way, bone to pick here for me. Thank you, MTV. They had you say, which I could tell it was a wild line because it doesn't seem sincere coming off of your tongue. And I'm going to have you defend me right now.
Okay. Because
Stephen waited until the day before.
Oh, yeah. I know. When I saw that, I was like, that's not true at all. Well, I think I was saying, because I don't remember when, how, you know, early talent had asked me, but clearly it was like up to the last minute. And so I'm like, guys always wait till the last minute, but you never asked me the day, or you know what? Maybe you asked me late because we just knew we were going with each other because we were together. So it was not a question.
Yeah. It felt like something that a producer put in there. The line comes.
Did you see my lips moving? I don't even remember.
Yeah. I don't remember if you're on camera for it.
Yeah.
But I wrote down, I was like, this is a producer line. And by the way, what the fuck? Like, do we really need to go out of out
like,
of our way
the
at this point?
Point of that line?
To just
it's like, why? Let's move
to
on.
To make
people.
This guy the bad guy? I mean, know. I don't know. It was kind of a shock. So I thought Talon's, the way he asked you was actually really sweet. Because I could see that he likes you, right?
Yeah.
I think he's holding out hope that something's going to happen here. Maybe seriously, finally.
I know, like his sweet little letter that he wrote me and everything.
Yeah. And so
was sweet. Obviously, it was romantic and sweet.
He gets Alex involved. And I remember when we had him on, he mentions that your dad was like, what the fuck is this kid doing in my garage? Like there was some some sort of like, this kid's so random. Like he's setting up all this stuff. There's rose petals everywhere.
You know what it looked like? Like I was like walking down to the altar to like go marry him.
There was a lot of effort put into just the flowers everywhere and the white tablecloths over the chairs. And there was two, is like you're walking up to your throne.
Literally.
You know, for you guys to be king and queen.
Very romantic.
Were you in the, would it be, was there a court for the prom?
I was a homecoming princess.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember who won. Homecoming was like the big thing at our school. Remember? That's when like your year, it was Lauren and Lo and all the girls were homecoming princesses.
Okay.
And then my year, it was Taylor, me, must have been Alex.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look. But
anyways, I thought it was really sweet. And then there's a funny moment where as the, you know, it says at the end of the note, count to 10.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on? You're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The garage is opening up.
Talon just standing there.
So you remember everything about this. You were saying earlier you don't remember going to prom with Talon. Is that right?
I didn't
look on your face right
now. I didn't remember going to prom. I didn't remember who I went to prom with. Clearly. I mean, yeah, Talon asked me, but I wasn't really hanging out with him at prom. So I could see why I got a little confused.
But you remember him asking you now.
So yes. So this episode, of course, it all came flooding back to me. And I do remember, I mean, you can tell I'm like genuinely very excited. And I was obviously very touched by what Talon did. I mean, you can tell my reaction was very genuine. I was very excited.
I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if something also happened in between when he had asked me and then prom, because it's kind of shocking how I am with him at the dance, right?
Yeah, the pre-party is interesting. The dynamic, I think, well, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I think you were ready to go and ready to have some fun.
I had been boozing very hard. But we were so drunk, we literally couldn't even be in the pre-party because our parents and shit were there. And I was like, I can't be around for this.
Ah, so that's where you're going. I was wondering because—
yeah, I think that's why I was like, bye, I'm out of here. Like, I have no business being here.
The dynamic seems to be off from the jump. And you're like, oh, there's my date. Finally found him. Don't count on me holding on to him. And then he quickly comes back. He's like, actually, I wouldn't count on me holding on to her, which is a really funny moment. I was like, oh no, from the jump here, we're not going to have a good time together.
I was not good.
And then you guys take your pictures and you're like, okay, bye Talon. See you later. He's like, Kristen is really pissing me off right now.
I know. I felt really bad. I honestly think I just wanted to like hang out with my girlfriends. I actually wanted to be with my friends for once.
That is the story of you back then. I remember plenty of times where it was like, all right, once you got going and you're ready to like party and have fun, it was like, all right, don't plan on just hanging out, two of you.
No.
For the rest of the night.
We're
not going to go hang out in the corner. Kristen is going to be a social butterfly and hang out around, you know, around everybody.
This is true.
Anyways, another big point of the pre-party, which let's talk about this real quick. Whose house were you at? It was an incredible house.
Sarah, God, they were so wealthy. Obviously, they lived in eBay. She had like the best house on the planet. And I remember her last name.
Okay. Well, shout out Sarah's house. It was.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
Incredible.
Great pre-party.
Another point that MTV tries to jump on is Casey's dress.
Yeah, we really ripped on Casey.
And you guys kind of ripped on her too.
You know what I was thinking watching this? She was just ahead of the times. I mean, like, we all looked like that a couple years later. So it's kind of funny we were ripping on her.
I thought you might say this because I looked at it and I was like, oh, wow. It's a very nice dress. But I think that, you know, she obviously comes from a ton of money. And I think that she was kind of thrown into the mix here. It made her an easy target, I think, for you guys and for your characters.
She was different than the Laguna Girls, which we talk about later in the episode, where Alex is like, you know, the way Casey does her makeup, it's very Mission Viejo or inland Orange County. And we're like, yeah, like we're just like so chill here in Laguna. But there was some truth to that. Laguna Girls were very, I'd say, low maintenance in a way, or just like we didn't wear a lot of makeup.
It's beachy, casual.
Yeah, beachy. Yeah, flip flops. Like there wasn't a lot of glamour, if you will. Mm. And Casey came from like the pageant world and she was very glamorous, which we all became when we moved up to LA. So sure. I kind of, obviously I'm eating my words, yeah. which I did a lot.
As we like to do on the show.
which I did
just
a lot.
A little bit.
yeah.
I feel like the cool thing to do at our school was to do something different for what you're wearing. I remember with the guys, there was a lot of, I mean, in this one, Jake, who's Taylor's date, he just goes with an untucked shirt, no tie, no suit jacket.
Love it.
just, I think he's got a mohawk too. I don't
yeah,
know.
He does.
Yeah,
he
his
does.
Hair's cut all funny,
yeah.
which was great. And I don't know. I feel like looking back, I've seen some pictures like of our group shot from prom, and there's some suits that some guys wore where I'm like, oh man, like might have seemed like a good idea at the time to graffiti art your entire
oh my
suit.
God, I know.
looking at it now, I'm like, this is just, it's a little cool guy try hard. And
yeah.
I feel like, you know, advice for the percentage of our audience that is much smaller, guys out there who if, that might be still going to a prom. You don't need to like do anything too crazy.
Always
like,
go classic.
And honestly, ask the girl. I feel like
yeah.
See if
you
she
always
wants.
Looked good.
Well, I feel like we would talk like, do you want to match? Right.
Yep.
Find out what you're wearing, yeah. what your plan is, and then kind of go from there. But keep it chill, guys. All right, everybody, we are going to talk to you about Earth Breeze for a second. These are new friends of the podcast here. Have you ever wondered why laundry detergent comes in a massive plastic jug? Not very environmentally safe, is it? 91% of those inconvenient, awkward, heavy jugs ends up in landfills and oceans. What? Harming our planet and marine life. So there has to be a better way. And that is why Earth Breeze is here to help you guys. And it's not like you could just stop doing laundry. So here's what we did. We switched to Earth Breeze. My new Earth Breeze laundry detergent, Eco Sheets, look like dryer sheets, but they're not. It's a revolutionary liquidless laundry detergent that dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. No measuring, no mess, and no heavy plastic jugs that are terrible for our environment. You just toss in the sheet and you're good to go.
Earth Breeze has really made the whole concept of detergent better. The packaging is lightweight, biodegradable, and plastic-free. Great for all laundry lifestyles, even sensitive skin. Their eco sheets are hyperallergenic and dermatologist-tested. Earth Breeze is compatible with HE, which is high-efficiency washers, gray water systems, and is septic-safe.
And most importantly, you still get a powerful clean. Earth Breeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and your clothes come out clean every time. Kristen, you've tried Earth Breeze before, right?
So yes, I've been using these and I have to say, I'm really into them because they're so easy. You just throw one of these sheets in the washing machine, but also because my mind always goes to traveling and I'm that psycho that will bring soap and bring laundry detergent with me. These would be so, if I'm going to be there for a long time, you're giving me a face right now. If I'm taking my kids and we're going to be there for a long time, three kids equals a lot of laundry, trust me. But they're really easy to travel with, which is awesome too. So I'm a huge fan of these now.
You guys, switch from the old-fashioned goo to something new. Right now, our listeners can subscribe to Earth Breeze and save 40%. So go to earthbreeze.com/beach to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/beach for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/beach.
Another brand I love talking to you guys about is Thrive Market. I've been a huge fan of theirs for a very long time. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I order all kinds of stuff on Thrive, you guys. I get anything from laundry detergent to cooking oils to snacks, those Justin's peanut butter cups that I freaking love. I order all of that stuff, and just saving me time, not having to run to the grocery store all the time, is huge for me. So I love, love, love Thrive.
The dark chocolate peanut butter cups, those are the goods. Also, as a Thrive Market member, you guys can save money on every single order. On average, savings are 30% each time.
On top of the massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily, giving you cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee. I actually love seeing the savings that you get.
Not only does Thrive Market save you money, but they also save you time. They have a ton of filters on their website, or app. They have over 70, by the way. So whether you're looking for certified gluten-free snacks or non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just the click of a button or a flick of a thumb.
When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So you join and they give.
We love that. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/beach for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/beach, thrivemarket.com/beach. I want to know, we have Jason and Alex making out in the parking lot at the end.
Plot twist.
But not really.
But Alex also went with Sam. Did you hear her say that earlier in the episode that her date was Sam? I was like, excuse me.
Oh, I missed that.
Excuse me.
What the hell?
I think
happened
because
there?
He wouldn't film, but then that doesn't make sense because Alex was filming, but you never see him. He would not sign a release season two. I know that.
Do you remember going into the summer? Were you dating Sam? Were you guys in a relationship?
Yeah, because when I was up in LA, I was still dating Sam.
Okay, so then. Yeah, I wonder if you and Talon just made an agreement just because.
For the show.
Yeah,
I think it was a show thing. I really do. Can we get Talon back on the phone?
Yeah, it makes sense. The way you kind of throw him off and you're like, all right, bye, Talon. And then we don't see you. Not much is going on. You're just chilling through what is.
You don't really see me the rest of the episode.
Yeah, the
Let's
dance.
Let's be honest.
The dance is very little happens. And then we're back in the limos, which, you know, there had to be the MTV limo where you guys had to go in at some point. You could see you've changed at this point.
Yeah, by the way, that's not right after the dance.
No, it's way late in the night. The MTV limo shows up at wherever you guys are partying. Yeah. It's like, hey, we need you guys to come in and
we're
do a little debrief.
All in a different outfit.
Of the dance. Yeah. And so, I mean, you're just kind of casual at this point. But I'm wondering, anything behind the scenes you remember from that dance?
Honestly,
you're still trying to figure out who your date was.
I'm telling you, I think it was Sam. Like, my night was pretty chill. That's why I'm not on the episode. You know, yeah. Like at this point, I was just over it. I wasn't involved in all the drama anymore.
They laid into you with the boys talking the next day. You've got Talon and Cedric and Jason. And Cedric has to ask Talon, who'd you go with again? And he's like,
know.
See, that's why you had to ask me. Because, like, you know, Krista was off doing her own thing. Like, I'm so over that chick, man. It's like she's
And the fact that Jason threw me under the bus, I'm all, excuse me? Oh, really?
What was Jason's?
I play games, Jason?
Oh, that's what it was.
Okay. You were the one making out with Alex. Don't come for me.
Yep. Takes one to know one there. For some reason, they leaned into the dancing with 10 dudes, making out with 15 dudes. Probably more than kiss, like five guys. Which
not fucking true, Talon, you bitter bitch. No, I'm telling you, I was with Sam, but we should probably confirm that.
I feel like he was taking the piss out of you, but they used it seriously. But it was interesting how they all kind of laid in. I was like, that's fucked up.
So
I was like,
rude.
They're saying she plays games. She's like that dude. She plays such gnarly games. It's a little fucked up. And then
I'm moving to LA.
There's a quintessential MTV moment at the very end of the scene. They wrap it up with Talon says, I'm over that chick off camera. You can't see him saying it. It's a wild line, clearly. And then the way they kind of hide it, their little nuance, they cut to a shot of him saying whatever at the very end with who knows what point of their conversation they used whatever.
Right.
But to help kind of fold in this wild line that they use, that they record later and dump in, they quickly cut to a shot of him actually saying something along the same lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd almost be another thought in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, there's the end of the scene. And it was like, fuck, Kristen, that chick was all over the place, which...
Sorry. And then it cuts to us. And I'm like, I hope Talon's not mad at me. So must have been some truth
By the way, you guys are crushing ice cream. They've got you randomly talking about Talon.
Yeah, and how I hope he's not mad at me.
Do you remember that scene as...
I remember filming that scene.
So you had to have known that they need me to say this and you're kind of going along with
it? Yeah, I think so. I think so. And honestly, maybe Talon was a little bummed. Maybe Talon really did think like, okay, I'm coming up from LA. I'm going to prom with Kristen. Maybe he thought something would happen.
I think he did. It seems pretty genuine.
It did seem genuine. And they weren't wild lines.
I've been there.
You get it.
Yeah. I knew exactly what Talon was feeling in that moment.
I know. I've had some of these moments throughout the last two seasons. Yeah, no. I mean, I think I was not very nice. And
did you guys actually record that the next day?
If the ice cream is any indication, I would say yes. Mm. Because we clearly were hungover. But that could have been after a fiesta. It could have been after anything. You know what else, too, really quickly? I remember they would have us film a prom recap. They'd be like, film it as though it has happened. So we would do that stuff all the time. So I actually have no idea where this landed. Maybe prom didn't even happen at this point yet. I mean, I don't know.
Makes sense. It happens. I mean, you guys are randomly talking about him. Like there's like him being cute or something. There's kind of like a back and forth.
Or Jessica says that he's gotten cute or something.
Yeah. So there's this like, I thought was a kind of a weird way into the conversation. I feel like maybe the producers were trying to guide the conversation a certain way.
Right.
Let's talk about Talon, right? And let's get to this point.
Right.
Because it just seems like it's an odd conversation starter.
Seems you guys are really randomly forced.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then...
Although prom had to have happened because we were talking about Casey's look. Although, I don't know.
That's true.
We could have known what she was going to show up.
There is a wild line that's in there. It says the relationship just needs to be done, though. And I think it's you, but you could tell that that was recorded later.
Because also, Talon and I didn't have a relationship, you know?
But that's the piece that MTV needed to tie everything together.
Well, right.
So it was a crucial part of that scene.
Right.
That they ultimately realized they needed later because they couldn't really get it from you then, right?
Well, because also, if we're just going as friends and if I'm really dating Sam, there's no story there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I ditched Talon. Who gives a shit? We knew going into it that nothing was going to happen. So, of course, they have to make it seem like there is something going on between us, and how even in the recap from the week before, I say that he was really still upset that I went to San Francisco to visit you. Like, Talon didn't give a shit, you know? So they just, they're building their story.
There's another little debrief from prom with Morgan, Taylor, and Alex. And they are, by the way, this looks like a green screen. They're at the montage and they're sitting at those, you know, little tables up on the cliff's edge there. It's like a beautiful day out. Color correction on the picture looks amazing. And they're doing a little debrief. And the funniest moment I saw from this scene was, you know, Jason obviously goes, they kind of tee up the storyline with Cammy, who becomes a major player in season three, that Jason's going with Cammy. It's kind of random, but whatever. And that throughout the night, obviously, Alex and Jason are hooking up.
Yeah.
And Jason is pretty drunk through the evening. So every time that Jason would walk by, Cammy would say to Jason, worst prom date ever.
Oh my God, how did I miss all of that? You're so much better at picking up all these little details.
Morgan says this, which is a real moment, which is really funny. She says every time Jason walks by Cammy, she would say, worst prom date ever, just because he was so belligerent. Which,
oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, yeah, sure. Look, everyone got pretty sauce.
We all were belligerent, let's be honest.
It happened. So I thought it was kind of funny because I'm sure Cammy was kidding and I don't think she really thought something was going to happen between her.
Because I don't think Jason and Cammy ever dated, really. Well, and even Cedric says it in this episode where he was like, you know, Jason just needed a date. It wasn't like they were going as a couple.
Yep. So anyways.
Well, there you have it. Prom.
There's your prom. Memorable.
Or lack thereof. Really, nothing really happened. Except for me just being an asshole.
It all plays out really in the kind of pre-party.
Yeah.
And then the debriefs where they really have to kind of lean into like, what happened? And let's talk about Casey's dress. So
We're talking about Casey's dress because nothing else happened. Like, let's put that in perspective for a minute. Like, we don't give a shit about Casey's appearance. It's because there was no drama.
Yep. This plays into my rating. So let's wrap this one up and jump into our little ratings of this episode. What did you have for a personal rating?
I mean, I went F.
Oh, welcome to the club.
We all know why. Not my best moment. I was a real asshole and I felt bad watching it back.
What do you feel bad mostly about?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it wasn't as bad as MTV made it seem. I really do believe that. But just the way I came across with Talon and how it seemed like I wanted nothing to do with him and I just left him high and dry, I felt bad about that.
And Casey's dress, you would probably, because you mentioned
I don't care about Casey. So the fact that I was like being forced to talk about her is like, oh my, okay. Yeah, she looks awful. Like, I don't care. I don't actually care.
It just seems like they were really leaning hard on everyone had to talk about her dress, which as you just mentioned, it's like there really wasn't much going on in this episode outside of, you know, you were kind of leaving Talon high and dry and that was that. So.
Okay. What did you give yourself?
I got a C here.
Okay.
Again, little anxiety when I showed up in this episode. I thought I was done. I thought I was free and clear. And so I'm like, whoa.
Just know that you're on every episode moving forward, okay?
Fuck am I doing back in town? What are they possibly going to do with me? So I have that. I don't remember shooting the scene at the montage where we're walking. I'm like, what? Like, it's so forgettable. It must have been something where it was so in and out where we do our little walk and talk and I was gone. So yeah, it's just, eh.
Okay.
I mean, here we go again is kind of why I give it a little bit of a lower grade. But
see,
it's just not bad because we're having these same stupid conversations about what are you doing? And like, let's pretend like we've got something going on.
Right. Okay.
Audience rating?
I gave it a B. Again, nothing crazy, but it's prom. So that's exciting. You're back with Lauren. I think there's like little tidbits here for the audience, but nothing outrageous.
Yeah, I went B minus because there's honestly the same exact thing. There's no real drama happening in this episode. It's pretty forced. But the prom stuff, I think for an audience to be able to see how another city is doing it, how or relive what their prom was like. And obviously, it's an incredible location with the house and what everyone is wearing and whatnot. And the asks, of course. It's always fun to see how people ask the girl to prom. So that makes it interesting, I think, for the audience. And it's just enough to carry it. But otherwise, without the real drama that we're looking for from the show, I give it a B minus, which I think is a friendly grade. So
I agree. As we're sitting here saying it, I'm like, I probably should have gone with a C.
Without prom, it would have been shit.
Yeah.
All right. Do over?
My date situation. Either... hang out with Talon or go with someone you actually want to be with. It wasn't that easy though. Sam wouldn't film. So what about yours?
All right. I would have watched this episode. Because
you didn't watch it back in the day.
Apparently I never saw it. Don't remember anything. Had I seen it, then I would have asked you which director tried to make me out as a shitty prom date.
No, I don't think it was a shitty prom date.
The way I read it, and maybe it's just me because it's me. They're talking about me. But they had you say it in a way you're like, Stephen wouldn't ask me until the last minute or like the last day. And it was just
I took it more as like just setting up the difference between guys and girls. Like we're planners and we want to think about what's happening in 2 weeks. And guys are like, oh yeah, tomorrow's prom. Let me just,
You do say that. Guys always wait till last minute, which could be true. Definitely. But I feel like it just felt like one of those moments where the producers were like coming in, compare it to Steven, right?
Well, and yeah. Remember
Steven maybe like waited till the last minute. Just, another guy. So I was like, all right. Had I seen the episode back in 2005. Would have called you up and been like, what director was working on this episode? Give him a call and give him some of my business.
Bitter.
All right. Quote time.
Well, I already said it, so I kind of feel bad. But it's Alex H. talking about Casey, how she puts makeup on like Mission Viejo or like Inland Orange County Girls. It's just classic. We just thought we're so much better than all the other Orange County Girls.
Which is a dynamic and so silly. Yeah, it's a little pretentious, of course. But yeah, I mean.
But there was a difference. There was.
It's true.
Beach communities are very low key, but I can do both now. I can definitely go the glam route if I need to. So I'm sorry, Casey, for everything I've ever said.
There you go. Well, it's very similar. You were talking about Casey. You say, to look like that, it would take 500 hours every day to get ready.
The math adds up on that,
60% of the time, it works every time. So well said there. Little hyperbole. And then I also have you counting to 10 as one of my quotes because it was really funny.
Thank you, because I don't know how to.
And I want to end this episode on a good note as far as what I thought was really sweet with you and Talon. I think you said it earlier, is a genuine moment where you felt like you were really appreciative of what he did. You could tell he actually took the time for it. So I give him props there and I thought it was really sweet. And so well done there, Talon.
Yeah, I agree. It was.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And that's
that. We're done. All right, folks. That is prom. We are going to be back next week with episode 13, season 2 of Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County.
Wow, this one. I'm excited for this one.
What is it?
Heidi makes an appearance. Holy shit.
Oh, we've
shit.
Got the barbecue at Lauren's house.
Holy shit. Mm. Full circle.
Yeah, I've got some things to discuss on this one. Very interesting.
Can't wait.
All right, guys.
We will see you then, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, #BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.